At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Today is October 24th, 2025, and the architecture of the AI industry is shifting under our feet. The biggest story? Google just solidified its competitive position by signing a multi-billion dollar deal to supply its custom AI chips to Anthropic, heating up the entire foundation model race. At the same time, OpenAI is looking for deep operating system integration by acquiring a key Mac startup. In applications, Copilot is leveling up with a new Miko personality and the ability to turn raw spreadsheet data into instant insights. Netflix is going all in on AI for both advertising and core production, a pivotal moment for the media vertical. But today's headlines are shadowed by operational risk. The Alaska Airlines data center failure exposed a massive threat to centralized inference copilots. We'll break down why this outage proves resilience requires active model failover and synthetic failure drills. Plus, how trading desks are now using LLM news parsers to nowcast today's crucial CPI inflation data. But let's pause the headlines for a strategic question. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech, getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. But are you reaching the right 1%? AI Unraveled is the single destination for senior enterprise leaders, CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who need production-ready solutions like yours. We have reserved a limited number of mid-roll ad spots for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This is a direct line to your most valuable buyers. Secure your high-impact package immediately. Secure your mid-roll spot. Link in show notes. Now for the full analysis of Nike's robot-assisted shoes, IBM's quantum breakthrough on conventional chips, and how governments are deploying generative AI. Let's unravel the AI landscape.
Welcome to the deep dive. If you're tracking the explosive pace of AI, October 24th, 2025, well, it felt like a day where the entire industry just cranked everything way up.
Right, turned it up to 11.
Exactly. We're talking about 24 hours just packed with announcements. I mean, huge infrastructure deals, some genuinely surprising consumer tech, and, you know, serious applications in government and industry.
Very busy day.
It really was. So our mission today is to use the sources you shared as like our analytical shortcut. We need to quickly unpack the what, obviously, but maybe more importantly, try to understand the strategies behind these big moves. They seem pretty aggressive and definitely interconnected.
Yeah, and that specific day, it really crystallized three major battlefronts, I think. First, there's this relentless war for pure compute capacity, hardware. It's driving just absurd amounts of spending.
Billions with a B.
Billions with a B, yeah.
Yeah.
Second, the fight for the user interface is evolving fast. You know, who actually owns that layer between you and the internet? The agent layer.
The interface battle. Okay.
And third, just the sheer adoption of AI in, let's call them, traditional industries. It's moving out of the digital lab and, well, into physical things. Mm. Running shoes, changes in media, mobility. It's everywhere.
Okay, let's dive into that. Starting right where the biggest bets are being placed, the infrastructure. These compute wars are not slowing down at all.
No, they're accelerating, almost past sanity, like you said. Yeah. And the headline that just drops your jaw is that Google Anthropic deal. It shows the scale you need just to compete.
So what was the number again?
Anthropic announced plans to spend tens of billions, billions, plural.
Wow.
Securing up to 1 million of Google's own TPUs, their tensor processing units, by 2026.
1 million TPUs. I mean, that's, what does that translate to in power?
It's like adding over 1 gigawatt of new computing capacity. Just massive.
That's a staggering amount of resource. But what's really interesting is the sort of financial dance going on behind it.
Exactly. This highlights a really key pattern. The tech giants, they invest capital in these promising AI startups.
Right.
Who then immediately turn around and buy cloud services or hardware right back from those same investors.
Ah, it's a closed loop.
It's this self-sustaining compute loop, yeah. Google's basically subsidizing its own hardware sales, which, you know, makes it incredibly tough for smaller players to compete on scale or cost unless they join that same kind of dependent cycle.
And yet Anthropic, even with this massive Google deal, they're saying they're not exclusive.
Precisely. They made a point to confirm Amazon is still their primary training partner and cloud provider.
Okay, hedging their bets then.
Totally. They're strategically using a mix. Google TPUs, sure, but also Amazon's own chip, Trainium.
Right, Trainium.
And, of course, the big one, NVIDIA GPUs. It just shows, even with NVIDIA looking dominant, the fight for the underlying cloud and the chip architecture itself is super fierce.
Mm.
Companies are spreading their multi-billion dollar bets around.
Speaking of bets and hardware, the sources mention something else pretty significant, beyond just GPUs, IBM.
Yes, this is a really interesting strategic wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of undermine that whole compute war structure eventually.
Mm-hmm.
IBM managed to run its key quantum error correction algorithm.
Okay, the really tricky part of quantum computing.
The critical system, yeah, for managing those unstable qubit errors.
Mm.
And they ran it on conventional AMD FPGAs, field programmable gate array chips.
Okay, hold on. FPGA, can you just quickly break that down? How's it different from a CPU or GPU?
Good question. So an FPGA, it's basically a chip you can rewire for specific jobs after it's been made. They're super flexible and fast for control systems. And crucially, they're readily available, off the shelf almost.
So not some crazy custom silicon.
Exactly. IBM proved the control system for those finicky quantum bits doesn't need some esoteric, custom-built, you know, ridiculously expensive chip. They used a standard AMD one.
Which means building reliable quantum machines could get a lot cheaper, potentially. And was it fast?
Oh, yeah. 10 times faster than needed. And they did it a full year ahead of schedule for their 2029 Starlink project. So it suggests maybe the path to accessible quantum compute isn't quite as prohibitively expensive or reliant on these massive specialized clusters as everyone assumes right now.
Interesting. Okay, so that infrastructure foundation, that sets the stage for where this tech is actually going. Which is like straight into our pockets, or onto our feet, apparently.
Exactly. Let's shift to that consumer-facing front. AI is getting really personal.
Starting with Microsoft's Copilot. It has a face now.
It does. Miko. It's this new customizable avatar blob.
A blob.
A blob, yeah. It changes colors visually when you talk to it, trying to make the interaction feel more dynamic.
Yeah.
Maybe more emotional.
And they brought back Clippy. Seriously.
As an Easter egg.
Yeah.
If you tap Miko enough times, boom, it turns into Clippy.
Okay, that's pretty funny. A nod to the past. But the new features sound more future-focused. Real talk mode.
Yeah, real talk is where the AI gets a bit more strategic, maybe. It tries to mirror your conversational style, but it's also designed to challenge your ideas from its own perspective.
So not just agreeing all the time like other assistants.
Right, trying to be more like a real collaborator. And practically, they also showed off Copilot Vision. Point it at a spreadsheet, get insights.
Okay, insights from spreadsheets is useful, definitely. But this real talk mode, challenging the user, doesn't that risk annoying people? Especially corporate users who just want answers fast.
That's the gamble, isn't
it?
Microsoft is betting on creating a bit of cognitive friction, hoping it leads to a better outcome. They're wagering that users will eventually prefer an AI that acts like a real sounding board, pushes back a bit, helps refine ideas.
Hmm.
Rather than just, you know, nodding along.
A different definition of assistant.
Exactly. And speaking of redefining things, Nike, Project Amplify. We're talking robot-assisted shoes.
Robot shoes. Okay. Tell me more.
It's fascinating because of who they're targeting. The system has a motor, a drive belt, a rechargeable battery cuff, connect to a carbon fiber-plated shoe. But crucially...
Not for elite athletes.
Not for pros, no. It's designed to be like a second set of calf muscles. To help regular walkers, joggers, achieve a steady running speed, like 10 to 12 minutes per mile.
Ah, so it's like an e-bike, but for running.
Precisely. Democratizing that performance boost for everyday people.
Interesting. And that drive to sort of accelerate things takes us into content and services, too.
Yeah, definitely. Look at Netflix.
Where they came out swinging all in on AI.
All in, yeah. Across business ops, content production. Even though there's some skepticism out there in the industry, they listed uses like recommendations, ads, but also production workflows.
And they're actually using it creatively already.
They are. The sources mentioned using it for things like age-reversing actors digitally, experimenting with wardrobe concepts, set designs, using AI to visualize stuff faster before they even shoot anything.
Speeds up the pre-production, I guess.
Seems like it. And their CEO, Ted Sarandos, sounds pretty confident. He said AI will help creators tell stories better, faster, and in new ways.
Mm.
But he also added it won't replace creativity itself.
We'll see how that plays out. That push for speed, though, It's really hitting the mobility market hard, too. Robotaxis saw a huge surge in funding just this week.
Massive surge. Neolix got $600 million. Uber and Nebius put up to $375 million into their subsidiary of Reed.
Plus a Grubhub deal.
Plus a Grubhub delivery partnership, yeah. And Zealous Tech grabbed $100 million, led by Ant Group. The money's just pouring in.
And the big players are moving fast. Tesla's CEO promising to pull safety monitors soon and launch in 10 new markets by year end.
Super aggressive timelines. It's all about market capture, clearly.
But we should pause on the societal impact there. That George Washington University study, the job displacement numbers are stark.
They really are. Finding that widespread robo-taxis could cut frontline driver jobs by, what was it, 57% to 76%.
That's huge. And it feels immediate, not some far-off thing.
Right. Immediate displacement.
Yeah.
So this rush, like Musk promising to remove safety monitors.
Yeah.
Does it suggest they're just prioritizing grabbing the market over, you know, managing that huge societal friction?
Feels like it.
It looks like a land grab, pure and simple. The sources suggest if you're not first to get scale, get roots established, you just lose the market entirely. The economic changes are huge and fast, and the industry seems to be betting that regulations will just have to catch up later.
Okay, let's shift to systemic AI, how governments and the big platform players are using this. Governance controlling the interface.
Yeah, there was that apolitical study looking at government AI use across 9 countries. It broke down how generative AI is being used right now.
What were the main uses?
About 40% for content creation reports, comms, that sort of thing. 37% for analysis. And 23% for citizen response, mostly chatbots.
Okay, so mostly internal efficiency today. But relying so heavily on AI for content and analysis, that means government communications, data interpretation, it's all being shaped by AI outputs now. Are there risks there?
Absolutely. The risk is systemic. If AI is writing the public statements or analyzing the regulatory data, the public gets info that's already passed through an algorithmic filter.
Needs serious oversight.
Huge scrutiny needed. Which is why the study concluded the surest road for governments is investing in their own people. Skills to actually understand and oversee what the AI is doing.
Right. And speaking of governance tools, Google Earth, it's become more than just maps now.
Oh, yeah. It's basically an early warning system now. They've baked Gemini's reasoning right into their geospatial models.
What does that mean practically?
It connects live data streams, satellites, weather, population maps, and turns Earth from just looking at stuff into a predictive machine.
So you can chat with it.
Literally. Governments, utilities, NGOs can ask it questions. Like, where might floods hit next based on this rainfall? Or flag risks like toxic algae blooms in real time. It's predictive governance.
Wow. Turning data into foresight.
It's the ultimate combo of massive data and advanced reasoning. But while Google's mapping the planet, there's this intense fight over who controls the interface to the internet.
Okay, the Microsoft versus OpenAI tension. The sources said Microsoft basically copied OpenAI's browser idea almost instantly.
It looked like a direct response, yeah. It's about controlling user intent, where you start your online tasks.
How so?
OpenAI showed off Atlas, their vision for the ultimate AI agent browser. Just 2 days later, Microsoft rolls out a practically identical update for Edge. Call it Copilot mode.
And it does similar things. Reads tabs, summarizes.
Reads tabs, summarizes info, performs complex actions like booking hotels right there.
So Microsoft is afraid that the core intelligence, the agent, might drift away from Windows towards OpenAI's browser.
That seems to be the fear. Microsoft wants that intelligence layer cemented inside Windows, inside Edge. If OpenAI's browser becomes the default place you do things online, Microsoft's OS dominance starts to erode.
So it's a battle for the front end of AI.
The ultimate battle, yeah. And Microsoft is throwing everything at winning it.
Okay, let's wrap with a couple of quick hits that show some global strategy shifts. First up, Alibaba.
Yeah, Alibaba's making a big pivot towards consumers in China. They launched a free chatbot integrated into their Quark app.
Moving away from just enterprise stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Competing directly with ByteDance, Tencent now on the consumer front.
Which makes sense, maybe, given the cultural context. Yeah. That Stanford HAI index finding.
Right. That belief that AI can do more good than harm is way higher in China, 83% compared to just 39% in the U.S. That's a big wave of consumer optimism to ride.
Huge difference. Okay, and finally, OpenAI bought a startup.
Yes, a strategic pickup. They acquired software applications. They were building Sky, an unreleased AI interface for Macs designed to see your screen and take action for you.
And the founders, they had a track record.
A significant one. They previously created Workflow, the automation app Apple bought.
Which became Shortcuts.
Exactly. So OpenAI is essentially buying the talent that knows how to build that deep OS-level integration for an AI agent.
They want an agent that's not just stuck in a browser window.
Precisely. One that works across everything you do. If they want to be the default intelligence layer, they need people who have built that kind of system-level automation before. Makes perfect sense.
Okay, so wrapping all this up, what does it mean for you, the listener, trying to keep track? I see, like, three big takeaways here.
Yeah.
One, the infrastructure race is just brutal. It needs these massive multi-vendor deals like Anthropic's just to secure supply. Two, AI is moving fast into really specific physical products, Nike shoes and deep personalization like Copilot's Miko, trying to get beyond just generic tools.
Mm-hmm.
And three, the control points are shifting from just seeing data like old Google Earth to predictive intelligence and from the OS maybe towards the browser, with this huge fight over who owns your actual intent online.
That's a great summary. And it means whether you're, you know, working on a spreadsheet with Copilot Vision, watching a Netflix show tweaked by AI, or just waiting for a robo-taxi, these big shifts are fundamentally redesigning the systems you use every day.
The stakes are incredibly high for the companies trying to own those systems.
They are. But here's maybe a final thought to chew on based on everything we saw from that day.
Okay.
The AI infra battle is obviously crazy expensive. Billions on specialized chips like Anthropic's TPU deal. But that same day, we heard about IBM running a key quantum algorithm on standard off-the-shelf AMD chips.
Right, the FPGA breakthrough.
So if that breakthrough means some critical, complex tasks don't need massively expensive specialized silicon, if high-speed, flexible, general-purpose chips can do the job, does Anthropic's huge bet on specialized TPUs look maybe a bit risky long-term? Could flexibility and accessibility eventually win out over just throwing massive amounts of capital at specialized hardware?
Huh. That's a really interesting question. Will accessibility disrupt the disruptors? Something to think about.
That's it for today's deep dive. We hope you walked away with actionable insights for your enterprise strategy. Before you go, let me remind you of the unparalleled value of this platform. AI Unraveled delivers deep, uncompromised technical insight that keeps our audience, senior enterprise leaders, tuned in to the very last minute. That sustained attention is the best place for your ad. This is your opportunity for a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who sign off on high-stakes infrastructure. Stop wasting budget on general marketing noise. Secure your high-impact premium ad campaign right here. Email us today to reserve your mid-roll package, info@djamgatech.com. Thank you for listening to AI Unraveled. We'll be back tomorrow with more.